Ready, Bob?
Window Nation and All Pro Foundation Repair.
All right, go Dave.
All right, Dave. Thank you. We have important breaking news to get to, but before we do so, we need to usher in our fantastic weekly guest. Heard this time every Thursday, it is Gordon Keith of The Rant.
What do you know? It's Gordon.
Gordon Keith.
Hey, guys, what's happening?
Oh, no.
you at the ballpark, too?
Indeed, I am.
Well, what section you in?
47-11.
That's not a section.
It's pretty good seats. I'm out here, a group about 25 of me and my buddies. We always come out to every opening day. So we're out here, and, man, it looks like a pretty good game so far.
Yeah?
Uh-huh.
What
do you see out there on the score?
Michael Young got a double.
Oh, he retired 10 years ago.
Oh. All right, hold on. Let me step away from the ballpark real quick and get in my car. Can you guys hear me?
There he is.
Amazing. Yep. You guys are just
right
so
to
fast.
His car.
Soundproofing in your car is amazing.
Yeah.
The ticket's got it all covered. God,
how many games would you go to if that were the case?
What?
You took a half step and you were in your car.
All right, breaking news from Dave, is that
yes.
right?
Yes, well, it happened just about 10, maybe 15 minutes ago.
Are you breaking this?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
That a Manhattan grand jury has indicted Donald Trump. He is the first former or sitting U.S. president to ever face criminal charges. Now, this is related to the hush money that was paid to porn star Stormy Daniels. And evidently, that hush money was paid from campaign funds, which is the sticking point here.
Yeah.
Oops.
What if Stormy is... Because I don't really remember, and maybe you guys do, the timeline of the original Stormy stuff. Was that while he was initially running, or was that after...
Yeah.
Okay.
So the affair occurred in 2006, and so she says that she received the money in exchange for keeping silent... back in 2006, and Michael Cohen, of course, was the middleman that brokered that deal. And then Michael Cohen also paid off Karen McDougal, the Playboy centerfold, that also had a sexual relationship with Donald.
The Donald.
And so, yes, in 2016, during the 2016 election, that's when evidence about... the payoff started to circulate. And so it's been brewing since then, since 2016. But now...
She's the one that brought this up? And then that somehow took down Michael Cohen? Like, am I...
I can't
I'm,
remember
like,
the exact...
conflating all these stories.
I can't remember the exact order of the dominoes.
Do you remember,
Gordon? Well, here to clear it up is the 45th president of the United States himself. Donald Trump joins us.
Horse face.
Yeah,
you would never touch her, would you?
No, not with my mushroom 3-incher.
No. Do you remember
really
the timeline?
No, I don't. I don't remember the timeline of this thing. I know Cohen did guilty 8 federal charges, including tax evasion in 2017.
Okay.
He pleaded guilty to fraud and campaign finance violations. So is that in relation to this, I'm assuming?
Well, I'm sure that the evidence from that case will be used in this case. So specific charges of his indictment are not yet known. The indictment will officially be announced in the next few days. And then at that point, Trump will have to travel to Manhattan for fingerprinting and processing.
God.
I mean, I know he was kind of wanting...
Odds that happens?
He was wanting the feds to break down his door and take him out in handcuffs for the photo ops. But I don't think it's going to come to that. Unless, never shows up.
He will sell $1 billion worth of t-shirts with his mugshot on it.
Yeah.
He will jujitsu this into his momentum, you know, in favor.
Yeah, because he has said that he will continue campaigning for the 2024 Republican nomination, even if he's charged.
And
right.
But then what if he's convicted, and this thing will stretch out for quite some time, and he'll delay it until if he wins the presidency. What if you are convicted after you win? Because if you're convicted prior to winning, you're not allowed to run.
If he's president, can he pardon himself?
That's, I don't know.
I mean, that we were dealing with that when he was leaving office, you know, that question, the legal question. But if he wins the presidency and this is not settled, can he just pardon himself?
That would be hilarious.
We will have to wait and see.
And this is not going to, I think that there's at least half the country who will say that he's not guilty because of horse face.
Yeah, although that's the thing.
I mean, she's got horse face, so that's all he needs to plead.
My question to his really ardent supporters are, do you believe that this is true, or is it that you just don't care?
Well, the haters are...
I think they don't care. They don't care that he had sex with her. They don't care that he paid her off. They don't care that he paid her off with their money. He can do what he wants. He's Donald Trump.
But even like older evangelical women, and that's a huge portion
like
of his
base.
Like
my mom.
Yeah.
That's where it gets weird.
Do they care? Yeah, I know.
I think my mom just has blinders for all that.
Oh, yeah. They're just doing. He didn't do anything.
Yeah,
like that.
I think I may be
those muckrakers.
I may be related to people like that as well, and it's very possible they don't believe any of it's true.
He wouldn't do that. He held a Bible. I saw him hold it.
The woke media trying to bring him down
upside down.
Yeah,
no man who enjoys 2 Corinthians would ever conduct himself like that.
2 Corinthians,
and I can't believe that. That he just got away with the 2 Corinthians thing.
I know.
Because nothing matters.
Nothing does matter.
Yeah.
We're all past it.
That was my favorite song of the 90s, 2 Corinthians.
Help.
Spin Doctors. Two Princes.
Dang.
Oof.
Sorry, man.
It's a reach.
I would have liked
Gordon
to.
Reach. I was going to go 2 Corinthians, 2 Furious for my favorite sequel.
Gordon, you're going to have to call him tonight and maybe chastise him a little bit for that reach.
Yeah, I apologize. Yesterday, during Snake Pit, Snake, you were talking about some of the most notable concerts that have ever... What'd I miss?
You got a rim shot. It was about 30 seconds too late. That's all right.
Took me a while to find
him. Looking for his drumsticks.
I had to set up the whole kit before I got to the...
You had it in your car? You brought it to the game?
Yeah. You know, when you're driving a Honda Fit, you can fit a whole kit back there.
We were talking yesterday about notable shows in DFW history.
Yep.
And one of those shows was a Rolling Stone show, I believe, at the Cotton Bowl.
1981, right? In the rain, in the pouring, pouring rain, in which Mick Jagger had a really, really... Gordon, I don't know if you heard this or not, and I'm going to fly by the seat of my pants...
It's the Owen Wilson story.
Ham, no, but take a gander at Mick Jagger here. Nope. You got it up. You got her up.
Got to move some things around.
Yep, oh,
there it is.
Thank you! Thank you! I think I'll just have a little drink here and go warm myself up a little bottle of Jack Daniels.
He's drinking Jack.
Oh, baby! Oh, baby! I hope this equipment holds up. That's all I'm hanging on.
Hanging on.
She's so cold and I'm so wet.
Just when was that?
1981. Just
so was hammered. Was that still the Tattoo U tour?
You know, I think Tattoo U came out after that. It was before Tattoo U.
Okay, well, the reason I bring up Tattoo U and the Rolling Stones is that Owen Wilson, Dallas's own, he was on the Late Late Show with James Corden earlier this week, and he told a story about being issued a lifetime backstage pass for the Rolling Stones.
Really?
Yeah. And so he said it was really exciting for him because he said the first live show he ever attended was the Stones' Tattoo U tour in 1980.
Okay, you're right. Released August of 81.
Okay. All right, so I guess he got the date wrong.
Yeah.
But the first show that Owen Wilson ever went to, maybe it was that one here
probably,
in Dallas,
yeah.
The Tattoo U show at the Cotton Bowl. And so he said that he had a buddy. He was friendly with some members of the band. He didn't elaborate, but he said one of his friends was really good friends with Mick Jagger. And so he and his friend got these special laminates that were all access, and they were good for the rest of your life.
What?
Every show, anytime you wanted to go to a Rolling Stone show, you show up with this laminate, and you can go anywhere. So he's telling this story to James Corden and Jeff Goldblum, who's the other guest on the show. And he's talking about how he was testing the limits of where this pass could get him.
So exciting. And then that night at the concert, I'm kind of wandering around and I'm testing it out. Like, well, I'm going to walk over here and see if anybody stops me. And no one would stop me any place. And I ended up right at this place where I could look over and see Mick Jagger on the stage right there, and I'm kind of watching, and then all of a sudden he bolts during Jumping Jack Flash and comes running down, and it turns out where I was kind of part of the stage, like a little bit, so I just sort of froze and, you know, tried to be inconspicuous, and he kind of came down and then left, and then someone came running over, get out of here, move, you're not supposed to be here. And I was, you know, I didn't know, I'm so sorry, and, you know, that I go to bed that night still thinking about going, gosh, that was kind of a gnarly experience. And then I get a call the next morning asking from Mick's security team, do you have that laminate? Yes, I still have it. Okay, we're going to come over and pick it up.
So he used it one time and had it yanked. But he said that he didn't realize that he was no longer in the wings.
That he's on the stage, basically.
Because, you know, Mick always runs from side to side, yes. And he has these ramps everywhere. And so, and he said he wasn't wearing black. If you're going to be backstage, you want to be wearing black so you blend in. He was wearing all white.
God.
So, yeah.
That's awesome.
Poor Owen.
Shortest lived lifetime pass ever.
Right?
Ever.
All right, and we have one more quick hit before we get into the rant next. This one is for Mino. As this past weekend on Sunday, Bad Bobby celebrated her 20th birthday.
God,
I thought
really?
It was pronounced Bad Baby. Is it Bad Bobby?
Sup, slut.
I don't know. Mino?
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, she says to call her Bobby.
Bobby.
Okay. All right.
I guess.
Yeah, Bobby. So she celebrated at her mansion in Florida with her mom, Barbara, and a small group of both her friends and her friends, or her friends and her mom's friends. And so... Yeah. There's a video that you can find on TMZ that I don't know if she put it out officially on her social channels or if TMZ just got a hold of it, but she straddles the chair that her mother is sitting in and starts twerking in her mom's face.
We've all done that.
Always a sign of respect.
And yeah. Then her mom looks at the camera and says, she didn't learn this from me because I don't know how to do it.
I'm no twerker.
But yeah, she is now 20 years old. She's living in her second Florida mansion.
Virgin?
Yeah, okay. She's a born-again virgin. But she recently purchased her second home. She sold her first one. Purchased her second home. It's a seven-bedroom, seven-bathroom mansion in Boca Raton. She paid $6.1 million all in cash.
Oh, my gosh. So I guess her OnlyFans is still doing really yes. well.
Okay, so but the only reason she's famous is because of Dr. Phil, right? That's it.
Yes.
Yes, then she did some rap records, and then she did the OnlyFans thing, and she also has, like, a cosmetics thing.
But she wasn't a thing before Dr. Phil.
No.
She was
quote unquote discovered on that Dr. Phil.
Yeah.
How about that?
And that's your E-News. We got
Are
some stuff to get to
English?
Next.
Yeah. Quit twerking on your mommy.
The Rant Revival.
The rant.
The rant. The rant.
The rant.
The Bohemian rant.
The Bohemian rant.
He's the poster boy of underachievement.
It's Thursday. The Rangers are trying to play the longest game in Major League Baseball today.
history.
And it's the Rant Revival. We have Dave, we have Corby, I'm Bob, and our friend and rant leader, Gordon Keith.
Yes.
Yes. On this historic day, we're the first time in our nation's history that doing, a sitting or former president...
I will be twitching two Thursdays in a row.
Oh, are you doing that tonight?
Yeah. Oh, that's not what you're talking about?
No.
From your car outside the ballpark?
Yeah, I got to hurry up and get home after this game. You got to be quick. To twitch at 7:30.
You got to be quick.
What up?
All right, so let's rant it up. Dave, you want to start?
Yeah, so on the Saturday rant long ago... We used to print out ridiculous stories and then comment on them. And so I have one, and then Corby has one. And the one that I'm going to present to you, Gordon, is, would you eat this? Mm. So on Tuesday, at a science museum in Amsterdam, Netherlands, there was a presentation by an Australian startup called Val. And Val is a startup that is producing cultivated meat called cultured or cell-based meat. It's made from animal cells, but livestock doesn't need to be killed to produce it. So
don't tell me this is going to be like a meatball made of mastodon or something crazy.
Did you already see this?
We did the story this morning.
All right, then.
And I do have a take on this.
Go ahead.
Okay, yes.
Because I think it's fascinating.
So what they did is they took genetic information from a woolly mammoth. Then it's very like Jurassic Park because they took the missing parts of genetic data and filled it in with an African elephant, which is the closest living relative.
Way to go, Bob.
And then they inserted that DNA into a sheep cell. And then that cell multiplied until there were enough cells to roll into a meatball.
Oh, God, yes. So, is this... If I were to eat this...
Go on.
Is it real meat?
It's real meat.
Yes.
And so what they did... So, they had to... It's roughly between a softball and a volleyball size. And... They had to take it from Sydney to Amsterdam, so they glazed it to make sure that it would stay solid on the trip. And then when they got there, they prepared it. They've slow baked it, and then they gave it a nice crust on the outside with a blowtorch. And those who were there said the aroma was something similar to another prototype that they produced that was made of crocodile. They said that it was fascinating to hear the smell of a cooked protein of an animal that was extinct 4,000 years ago.
So
hear the smell.
Before we...
I'm going to need some time with that one.
Did I say hear the smell?
Before we get to whether or not we would eat this, is this the future of meat-based products?
Well, that's what they're hoping. So,
Like it'll eliminate the slaughter?
Yeah, so no one has actually tasted or will taste the mammoth meatball.
Why?
And it's not going to be planned to be put into commercial production. It's just for show. It's just to show their capabilities.
Turn into a mammoth?
But however, Singapore has agreed to allow cell-based meat for consumption by the public. And so Vow is hoping to make their first commercial product in Singapore cultivated Japanese quail meat. So they're going to make fake quail meat
first. Okay.
That's their first project. So would you eat? I mean, if we're going to go, let's go with the fake woolly mammoth. Would you eat?
Absolutely,
fake woolly mammoth meatball.
It's like saying, would you have sex with Roseanne?
Okay, I need a few questions I got here.
Equate, please.
So sex with Roseanne isn't absolutely for you?
Is Roseanne genetically engineered?
No, I would do that just because, it's Roseanne.
Is it like putting it in a meatball?
It's a celebrity, and I'd be like, I had sex with her, just to say that. And just like this, I would do this just to say, I've eaten woolly mammoth. Now do you get it?
Yeah. You want bragging rights.
Yes.
It's not really a brag, but...
Right.
Would it?
So when we go have beers at noon on Saturday after the rant, I can tell you guys that I had sex.
How dynamite it is.
What did you do yesterday? Well, I had sex with Roseanne, and I ate a woolly mammoth.
And then I'd ask, is that the same thing? Are you talking about the same action?
Wait, which came first?
So to speak.
Is it spaghetti?
No, they didn't have a plate of spaghetti.
Well, there's meatballs. I would like some pasta with it.
It's Roseanne spaghetti.
Bob pushes it away. No pasta?
Yeah. You just
not good enough for me.
What, you're going to eat a bowl of meatballs? What sort of weirdo are you?
Well, I mean, yeah, especially if like you're on soda, like Dave, you're not going to eat a lot of pasta.
Did they?
Way to go, Bob.
Did they put any?
I don't care. I want pasta with my meatballs.
Did they put any?
Well, like, what are you going to make the pasta out of?
Did they put any breadcrumbs or seasonings in the meatball, or is it just mastodon meat?
It looks like just mastodon meat.
It seems terribly dense if it's just straight mastodon meat.
But you could eat like Fred Flintstone.
Yeah. So, okay, for real, are we what?
Oh, for real.
50 years away from...
No.
We are 10 years away from, I think, this stuff being very widespread, and lab-grown meat will be a big deal in the future,
right,
I think.
The majority of meats, though? That's what I'm saying. In 50 years, will this be the majority of... And is that based on what, though? I mean, you're eliminating an entire industry.
Correct. But you're creating a new one, too.
That's true. We eliminated, you know, we've done that before. Many industries have been eliminated. But
it will be unfortunate for a lot of people who are into ranching and the production of meat. But don't you think it's a win, though, for, I mean, animals and as much suffering, and of course, greenhouse gases.
And the amount of land needed for agriculture and farming.
Ham, how do you feel about this with potential computer-based chicken?
I'd be fine with it. If it tastes the same, if I could eat a computer chicken, that'd be great.
Did anybody see Blade Runner 2049?
No. I haven't watched it. I've heard it's good.
It's really good. But at the beginning, one of the replicants, his job is at a grub farm, that he is raising grubs that are processed into protein. And that is where humans in 2049 are getting their meat.
From grubs?
Yeah.
Like the little things that burrow under the herb?
Like, no, not...
Not the company.
No, like the... The big white worms.
And that's their meat?
Yeah.
So is it your premise, Corby, that we would electively stop eating animals? It's not because we have killed them all off.
We'll still eat them, but we won't have to kill them to eat them.
Right. And if it tastes exactly the same and it's just grown, you know, genetically, cell-based or whatever, then why wouldn't we do that? Why wouldn't that be 100% of how we consume
meats? But you know that Twitter will blow up and say that it's going to make your colon fall out, or it's going to give you stomach cancer or whatever.
Unintended ramifications.
It's built of microchips.
Right.
Something like that.
Well, that's the thing.
Chinese will spy on you. Colon cancer?
I will probably, before each hamburger that I eat that's genetically created, take a COVID shot.
Interesting.
What? Just to even things out.
That'll counterbalance everything.
Yeah.
The COVID shot on the meatball.
Right.
Yeah, it's a COVID reduction sauce that they put on the meatball.
All right, Corby has another one for you.
All right. So this is kind of awesome, but at the same time, it's incredibly creepy. So over in the Netherlands, if you are...
Boy, another one.
We're in the Netherlands again?
If you are a sperm donor... There is a medical guideline that allows for donors to donate only 25 times. Now, can you guess why?
To combat grincest.
Yes. To avoid potential incestuous and psychological issues.
Because it's anonymous.
Right.
And so unless you... have a genetic test before you make love to the girlfriend you just met, you could be making love to your sister.
The Hard Line, the show based on incest. Well, apparently...
Whoa.
Apparently, there is a musician over there, a 41-year-old musician named... Not Mick Jagger. Named Jonathan Jacob Meyer. And he...
Does he write jingles?
Well, yeah, whenever he would go out, the people would always show up.
I know.
Okay. There goes the sperm donor.
Who...
Ba-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Now they are determining fathered over 500 children in the Netherlands and worldwide. There's a foundation that assists kids born through sperm donation in finding their origins. And they have determined so far that this man fathered over 500 children.
Like yeah, Genghis Khan. That's children. So when you get down to his grandkids, when that generation comes up...
He's going to be the new Genghis Khan.
Yeah.
Genghis.
Without the... Is it Genghis or Genghis?
Genghis. What, like the game.
Which one has the grill?
Janus.
That's the Janus. So,
the anus.
First off, he has gone into whatever facility 500 times.
Yeah.
And how much did he get paid every time? I think it says it at the end.
$10 to $20.
Gift card.
So.
So, like $5,000?
He probably bought a new amp.
All right, how many times would you estimate at this point in your life that you've earned the $20?
That I've donated to the Dallas water treatment facility?
Yeah, that you've donated
to a potted plant.
How much money would you have?
Bingo.
Hey, he's the one that potted plants it, not me.
What do you estimate, Dave? You're a highly sexed guy, right?
Oh, God.
Or used to be.
In my life?
Yeah.
Oh, there's no telling.
Well, what would you say you averaged a week?
I don't know. I mean, it ebbs and flows.
Sure, like anything
else. It's, you know, the moon tides affect my horniness.
Yeah, I agree. This is, you know, Gordon, if you look into science and the science behind behind the horny levels of men.
Not as generic as computer-based, whatever he was trying to say earlier.
Computer chicken? Yeah, computer chicken. That this is, this time right now in the month of March and early April.
It's when men are the horniest?
The horniest a man can get.
Really?
Because the sweater meat is coming out? Because
the Masters?
Oh.
Those are two good guesses.
We are 1 week from the Masters.
Oh, baby.
Oh, God.
Since you were 13 years of age, do you think you averaged once a day?
No.
No. Since I was 13, I
wait,
would...
wait. How about 20?
Since 20 I was 20?
Yeah. There's a longer pause now.
I mean...
Average.
Average, I don't know, maybe 3 to 4 times a week?
4 times a week. 4 times 52.
Do you feel a great...
208 times how many years is that?
31. Or 30.
Times 30 equals 6,240. So then we need to multiply that by 20, right?
Yeah. I'd be so rich.
Off the top of my head, that's you would have $124,800.
You could have paid for your foundation,
think about
right?
That's
an exceptional 401k
that you could buy.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the reason that we're all horny is because, yes, women, especially in these parts, the South, they start to dress more scantily.
I've seen it.
And thank you, Ty. And that exacerbates the horny level by 1,000.
Yeah. Your dormant wiener wakes up for the spring.
Mm-hmm.
How often do you get the privacy to commit exacerbation?
Well, I'm not saying that it forces you into a room with a potted plant. I'm just saying it makes you, it's a horny time. Maybe not horny enough to move you into the room, but you're just, hey, how's it going?
I'm going to have to put this into my day planner.
Right, right.
If you will.
Then you mark it down and then you move on.
Oh, that's a great ender.
All right, Gordon.
Thanks, Gordon.
We love you.
Thank you, guys.
Happy rant.
Enjoy the end of the game.
Here's Davey's $20.
Yeah, are you going to go back into the stadium now?
Yeah, I got to get back in there. My all friends right. must be wondering where I am.
Right, right. Well, good luck getting in there.
Okay, see ya.
All right, let's talk Rangers next.